Ted O'Dell. He's with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The Lansing Jobs Coalition has been trying to get to casino gambling in downtown Detroit. They believe that a lot of jobs would be created from this effort. Ted, you were supposed to get a certain amount of signatures into the city of Lansing in order to get this topic on the ballot for the citizens to vote whether they wanted casino gambling in downtown Lansing. Where do we stand?
Correct. Here's what the coalition is doing. We went out to gather signatures on petitions, and we needed just over 4,100 signatures from registered voters in the city. We ended up collecting over 5,100 signatures from residents of the city. Unfortunately, all of the signatures we collected, those folks are not all registered voters for one reason or another. So instead of having the city clerk certify our signatures, we will simply be taking our petitions as a whole to the Lansing City Council here in the next several weeks, simply asking them to adopt our proposed casino gaming ordinance. City Council does have the authority under the city charter to adopt ordinances.
This has got to be a blow because City Council could just say no and then it's a done deal. I know you wanted to get the signatures you needed to put it before the voters.
Exactly. In fact, we've literally fell about 30 signatures short of registered voters. So we're going to try and take this to council, see if we can't convince them that this is a good thing for the Lansing community and mid-Michigan as a whole. If for some reason the council decides not to adopt our ordinance, we can always go back to a petition drive and have the issue placed on the November ballot.
You've got to be disappointed.
A little bit. I tell you, the disappointing part was the weather, believe it or not. As you remember, it was so cold and rainy, and because we started this thing back in March, right around St. Patrick's Day, and the weather, we just took a beating because we're working with a group of volunteers. You know, it's a grassroots organization, and we've had some really great volunteers, but it's a little hard to ask someone to stand out in the rain or the snow when it's 45 degrees, you know.
All right, so you're going to need support from City Council, perhaps the administration. Who's on board?
Yes, sir. At this point, we've spoken with most of the City Council members. The mayor is aware of what we've been doing. We've been keeping them abreast of what we were up to. And originally, when we started our petition drive, we said to those folks and some other elected officials in the area, hey, here's what we're going to attempt to do as a grassroots citizens group. We're not asking you to take a stand on the issue. We're not asking you to endorse our issue. Let us try and do this first. Myself, as a former office holder, I believe that anytime you have an issue such as this, that it should go before the voters. So that's why we wanted to try that route first. The nice thing about the Lansing City Charter is it really gives us three different options. A, which was the petition drive with registered voters that would then be certified by the clerk that goes to council. Council can act on it. B, we simply take all the signatures we have gathered from Lansing residents to council, and then C would be to do another petition drive for this this autumn.
So when are you going before City Council?
You know, we don't know yet. We're working that out with the city clerk, and we'll be making our official request to the clerk to be on the agenda, and we'll be making that decision later this week. In fact, the Lansing Jobs Coalition will be meeting tomorrow night to hammer out all the details.
All right. We'll stay in touch. Ted, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate your help very much.